Hello and welcome to episode 231 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Today we kick off our inspection of the mail by looking at a revolutionary postal service. When Benjamin Franklin took the reins as deputy postmasters for the British colonies in America in 1753, literacy rates were high in the burgeoning colonies, especially in New England. In Massachusetts, they approached 100% for males. The British government wanted to capitalize on this interest. Before the 1800s, mail was considered a way to gain tax revenue, and that's important, that's very important. The government could inflate the price of mailing a letter in order to bring in more money, not just to run the postal service, but to try to run the rest of the government. Now, Ben Franklin was no fool. He saw the potential of a fully developed postal service, envisioning a widespread communication network through which letters, news, and information could be exchanged from New Hampshire to Georgia, with Philadelphia and himself at the center. He understood that by controlling the mail, he controlled information and even used his position to push out some competing newspapermen by restricting their access to the news and the means to deliver their publications. Under his management, the Postal Service's efficiency grew drastically, and for the first time, a dependable, regularly scheduled mail service was available in the colonies. And remarkably, the Postal Service turned a profit. But the honeymoon didn't last long. By 1763, the British government was in desperate need of funding. Embroiled in a violent conflict across Europe and freshly out of the French and Indian War, the coffers were beginning to run bare. In order to raise revenue, the government imposed taxes on the colonies, taxes that were met with tea parties and the burning of many an effigy, especially in the northern colonies, where, incidentally, the postal system was best developed. Cries of taxation without representation did not fall on deaf British ears, and Parliament sought to prove to the colonies that the Americans were making mountains out of molehills. Franklin and his mail system found themselves swept up in the conflict. Franklin's service was a major source of income for the crown, and rates were set by Parliament in order to maximize that profit. Parliament argued that the mail service was a form of taxation without representation that had been accepted, indeed cultivated, by the very colonists now up in arms. The argument backfired, and the colonists turned on the postal service, calling it yet another tool of tyranny. When the first shots of the American Revolution were fired at Lexington and Concord, Benjamin Franklin was in London in his official capacity as postmaster, getting grilled by Parliament as to why the colonies were acting so out of line. Thank you for tuning in to episode 231 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further reading about today's topic. And make sure you tune in tomorrow when we see what happens when mail reaches for the sky.